So in the clearest sign yet, the government wants more people in prison. They're tossing $1.9 billion, add more prison capacity, frontline officers and criminal rehab. There is an 810-bed extension to Waikerea and 685 new frontline staff, including 470 corrections officers. $78 million of the funding will allow rehab services to be extended for the 45% of prisoners on remand. Now, the Corrections Association President Floyd Duplessis is with us. Floyd, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
This workable?
Yes, in theory, it's workable. The concern we've got is there's no detail. So while there has been an announcement and they've said some positive things, announcements are great until there's a bit of detail behind it to illustrate exactly what it means.
What sort of detail do you want? You've got 685 new frontline staff and 810 beds.
Well, the detail we want is, are these actually additional to what we're already short? Because unfortunately, we are short of staff. So are these new over and above that to be able to allow us to do better and deliver better services? Or is this purely to meet what we're supposed to have as a baseline? That hasn't been clearly
articulated. How short are you?
So at the moment, the figures are a bit hard to attain because unfortunately the department's struggling to clarify the numbers we're meant to have versus the ad hoc rosters that we have in place at the moment, but we're somewhere in the region of around 500 staff short, and then there's some additional units that we need to open in terms of bringing more capacity online, and that requires more staff. So if you take that into account, we're probably around 1,000 staff away from where we need to be.
Okay, 810-bed extension, this is sort of mega prison territory. Is a mega prison doable and workable?
A mega prison itself, the concept is doable and it is workable. It's a great idea. The problem we've got and the concern we've got is the location. So Waikerea, unfortunately, is a part of the country where the population is very low.
Mm-hmm.
And so the concern we've got is how are you going to recruit enough staff and employ enough staff in a region that just plain and simple, A, doesn't have the people, and even if you get people to relocate, there's not the infrastructure, there's not the housing to house the staff. And so that's where we're concerned about where they've chosen to focus on this increase.
Okay, so that's geography. You'd have, no matter where it is, a recruitment problem anyway, I suspect, wouldn't you? I mean, it's hard work.
It is hard work, absolutely. We're sitting in a very tough time when it comes to workers. Yes, but at the same time, we are making some improvement in terms of that. Obviously, wages is a big concern. We need to increase the wages. Part of this announcement is the government has announced that there is a focus on wage increase. That is brilliant to hear. The concern we've got is we need to hear from them so that we can actually follow through and find out what are they proposing. Because they haven't spoken, the department hasn't spoken to us at all yet.
Yeah, they talked about commercial sensitivity. Do you accept that?
Commercial sensitivity is a bit of an excuse. When it comes to the details of the budget announcement, absolutely, I get that. And Minister Mitchell has made contact with us to discuss it with us, and we appreciate and acknowledge his contact. But when it comes to the department, they should have reached us at a high level to say, hey, yes, I'm thinking in terms of what we're looking at, yes, some ideas, and have that.
Okay.
There's been no contact from them at all.
All right, let's see how it shakes down. We'll talk to the Prime Minister in about half an hour. Appreciate your time. Floyd Duplessis, who's the Corrections Association President.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.